This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. How much money does a top-notch stockbroker get to jump ship from one fancy wealth management firm to another? Well, if you're one of those brokers' clients, you may be on the verge of finding out. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has the lowdown on some new disclosure rules that are shaking up the stockbroking profession. Morning, Mitchell.
Hi, David. And can we make this quick? I've got a call into my broker.
Right. And soon you won't have to ask him how much of a bonus he got to move to the new place, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because soon he or she will have to tell me. And by the way, we're talking about superstar brokers here who are way above my pay grade. But seriously, the deal here is that the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority has proposed requiring stockbrokers to disclose to their clients what are called signing bonuses. Now, this is big cash payouts, loans that brokerages offer the hottest financial advisors to jump ship and to bring their richest clients along with them. So we're talking firms like Merrill Lynch, Wells Fargo, Morgan Stanley. And, you know, these bonuses can hit a couple $1 million.
Why these new proposed rules? What's the problem actually with the bonuses?
Well, you know, the numbers don't necessarily look good from a PR standpoint, but regulators worry that these cash incentives might encourage excessive or risky trading to boost brokers' numbers and make them look better. The new disclosure rules still need to be approved by the SEC. Top brokers may be trying to move around before them. Some of them consider this to be an invasion of their privacy.
Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, thank you very much.